السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our nasiha and advice today focuses on nifaq and hypocrisy. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned an entire surah and chapter, Surah chapter 63, entitled Suratul Munafiqun, the chapter regarding the hypocrites. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were three groups of people. One were the true Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Second were the non-Muslims, and third were those who, when they were with the Muslims, they used to say inna kunna ma'akum, that we are with you. And when they were with the non-Muslims, they should tell them that they are with them. So Almighty Allah exposed them in various ayat and verses. And we see the Quran Sharif is replete with such verses and the Ahadith Mubarakah as well. What are the sifat and the attributes and qualities of these munafiqeen and hypocrites? Number one, they love to take big, big oaths. And they'll say qasam, wallahi, billahi, all these oaths on lies and fabrications. Almighty Allah states, wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadibun. Almighty Allah Jalla wala bears testimony and gives evidence, meaning informs us human beings that they are big, big liars. Number two, when they read and perform salat, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they read salat, they perform salat lazily, like a big, big burden has come upon them. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They just come to show people their faces. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They remember Allah very little, as we see today in majority of the masajid. Jumma time, Friday prayer, majority people come late and they first want to leave the masjid. So this is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah protect us and save us. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith. The Master alayhi salam said, Arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafikan khalisa. That there are four qualities, four things, and whosoever these four qualities are found, then all four, he is then a definite munafiq and hypocrite, meaning that now he needs to take stock and accountability of himself. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنْهُنَّ. And whosoever has one quality of this, كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ, then he has one quality of nifaq and hypocrisy, حَتَّى يَدَأَهَا, till he leaves it. And which are these qualities? This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ, that when he speaks lies. Today, let us be honest, daily it's become a daily occurrence, people speak lies. You take the businessman, he lies to his customers about the guarantee, about the quality. You speak about the husband-wife, when the wife asks the husband, to whom was he chatting? He will say to his friend, but it was his girlfriend or maybe some lady who is haram for him to chat with. But daily they're having some conversation or messages are flying around. So people lie, children lie, because they want to cover up for their father or mother. So each one of us needs to take stock of ourselves, and introspection is required. Almighty Allah states, La'anatullahi alal kadhibin, that when that person lies, then remember Allah's curse is on that person. Allah Ta'ala deprives that person of his special, special mercy. In Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned when a person lies, the odor and bad and terrible smell that emanates comes out. Even the malaika take flight and run away, but it's recorded as a vice and a sin. So this lying, remember, is a unique feature of these munafiqeen and hypocrites. But me and you today, we have considered it to be fashionable to lie, Allah forbid. Second one, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفُ. And when they promise, remember, then they break and violate their promises and they don't honor it. So how many of us honor our promises? We promised our wife, we promised our children, we promised our parents, we promised the husband, whatever it is, but daily we break these promises. Remember that when a person breaks their promise, from the time they made the promise, they had no intention to fulfill it. So that is the sign of a hypocrite. If at the time we had the intention to fulfill it, then the circumstances change. So that is permissible. There will not be a sin on that person. So when we say it is a sign of the munafiq, and it's very interesting when we go into philology and the history of the word, when we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala take us again and again for Umrah, Hajj, and to Masjid al-Aqsa for Ziyarat as well, and to Madina Munawwara as well for Ziyarat, then we see that there are nafaq. Nafaq are the tunnels. Noon, fa, qaf. Noon, fa, qaf. So that is the tunnel. So people are walking there, the cars are going. From on top, people cannot see who is there. So this is what nifaq is. The root letters are the same. Nifaq and nafaq. It means that to conceal and cover, that people will speak and their tongues will be ahla min al-asal, will be sweeter than honey. But behind the back, remember, they are making propaganda, lying and scheming, plotting, planning against that person. Wa idha wa ada akhlaf. So see in today's world what happens. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. And when that person is given amanat, trust, then he makes khiyanat in amanat. He commits breach of trust. So many a time in the name of Islam, we are told that this is halal. We are told that this is permissible. But we know deep down that this is not permissible. This is khiyanat in amanat. This is treachery in trust. Remember, therefore, we cannot play with the deen of Islam. It is something too serious and sacred. And then where we are working or where we are staying in somebody else's house and premises, all this is amanat. So the hours we are told to work or the place we are staying, so we are not allowed to abuse it. And we see that today that all this abuse takes place by and large. And the crime is people do not even consider it to be a sin because it has become fashionable. It has become something of the norm of the day. So number one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ida haddatha kadhab," when they speak lies. "Wa ida wa ada akhlaf," and when they promise, they then do not honor it. They break their promises. "Wa ida atumina khan," and when they are given amanat and trust, then they commit breach of trust. They make khiyanat in the amanat. And fourth one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa ida khasama fajara," that when they are involved in arguments, then they start swearing, abusing people. Remember that that is unacceptable. You can have a debate, you can have discussion, all that, but to start swearing, abusing people, remember that is unacceptable. This is in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. In Muslim Sharif, there's an addition as well. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is a munafiq and hypocrite. Wa in swama wa swalla, even if he's fasting and reading salat, wa za'ama annahu muslim, and he thinks he's a good Muslim, but by Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that such a person is a munafiq and hypocrite. Read this dua, O Ummah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the nifaq and hypocrisy, and shiqaq, from causing disunity, discord. Remember to speak out against the wrong. That is not disunity. Disunity is when people on haq and then you speak out against them. May Almighty Allah protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.